Big tech has become blatantly fearless, lying to users and stealing data. Even when you think you can't be seen, you are still being followed.
Does Google, through this phone, know that I have moved here and moved over to the left?
Not by default. There may be a Google service which you've opted into use.
So Google knows that I am moving over there. It's not a trick question.
Google was just sued for $5 billion for tracking users in incognito mode, a feature which says that data isn't stored. It seems privacy no longer exists, but this might be changing. There might be hope for the world of privacy after all.
The legal problems continue for Google, more cases involving privacy and alleged broken promises.
Google Chrome has a mode called Incognito. Other browsers call this private browsing, and it does what the name implies. It opens a new session where your browser doesn't store history, cookies are deleted, and data is not saved. It doesn't hide your activity from an ISP, among a few other things, but the main function was that Chrome didn't store your data. At least, that's what we were told. As it turns out, Google had misled users into believing incognito mode provided privacy. In reality, Google just kept tracking them even while they used the private browsing feature. Most users had no idea this was happening. As such, Google has been sued for collecting data from incognito users. So let's unpack what's going on here. The class action lawsuit actually goes as far back as the pandemic in mid-2020. Users argued that Google intentionally deceived customers about how data was collected and was seeking $5,000 per user, amounting to $5 billion. But it goes further than money. Users behind the lawsuit insisted that Google cannot continue to engage in the covert and unauthorized data collection from virtually every American with a computer or phone. So, what happened? Well, in response, Google said, "As we clearly state each time you open a new incognito tab, websites might be able to collect information about your browsing activity." Google then attempted to have the lawsuit dismissed, but they were denied. The judge stated that Google's motion hinges on the idea that plaintiffs consented to Google collecting their data while they are browsing in private mode. Because Google never explicitly told users that it does so, the court cannot find as a matter of law that users explicitly consented to the at-issue data collection. It looked like the case was going to trial, which was bad news for Google.
Google is getting ready to clear its cache, so to speak. It is destroying billions of records to settle a lawsuit over its Chrome browser's privacy mode.
Google surrendered. In order to settle the lawsuit, they agreed to delete millions of records of incognito data. They would also better label what is and isn't collected when a user is in incognito mode. Not only that, the company agreed for the next 5 years to allow incognito mode users to block third-party cookies. Google stated, "We are pleased to settle this lawsuit, which we always believed was meritless," which is a bit of an oxymoron. This sounds like a major win for users, but there is a downside. The settlement means there will be no charges or damages paid out. Google will face virtually no punishment for their actions. This was a relief for many, though for others, this was disappointing. Some even launched new lawsuits against the tech giant for damages, but those are still developing. But there's a bigger question to ask here. Why do big tech companies keep breaking the law, and how do they keep getting away with it? Let's talk about staying safe online. A VPN or virtual private network hides your IP address and safeguards your internet connection through an encrypted tunnel. It keeps your personal information hidden from hackers, nosy advertisers, or even your own internet provider. And when it comes to VPNs, with over 30 million downloads and an excellent rating on Trustpilot, Private Internet Access, or PIA VPN, is one of the best out there, and the one I choose, because it works and it's cheap. Ever been frustrated by, "This show isn't available in your region on Netflix?" PIA fixes that. With the click of a button, you can change your virtual location to unlock shows, movies, or websites, as if you're in another country. It's like having a magic key to the entire internet. But it's not just about unblocking content. PIA also protects your data and digital life on public Wi-Fi. PIA VPN is available on all platforms: Windows, macOS, Android, Linux, iOS, and many more. It's fast, reliable, easy to use, and with only one subscription, you can protect an unlimited amount of devices at the same time. Also, signing up for PIA VPN is risk-free. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, and a 24/7 customer support is available. Want to give it a try? Click my link below for a special discount and get PIA VPN with 83% off, plus an extra 4 months for free. It comes to just $2.03 a month. Thank you to PIA for sponsoring this video. With the rise of the internet came the problem of privacy. The amount of privacy breaches and lawsuits over the past decade is unbelievable, and the culprits are always the same: big tech. The example that comes to mind is usually Facebook or Meta. Their list of privacy scandals, manipulation, and breaches is shockingly long. In 2018, they admitted to creating shadow profiles. Even if you didn't have a Facebook account, it would still piece together information from you and compile that into an account that doesn't exist, at least not publicly. In 2019, Facebook also admitted to uploading the email contacts of over 1.5 million users. What does this mean? Well, new users who signed up to Facebook were asked for their email and their email password. A strange practice to begin with, but then Facebook secretly imported the email's entire contact list, including names and email addresses, even if they weren't on Facebook. Users were never asked for consent, and they couldn't opt out either. Even worse is how they lobbied against privacy laws on many, many occasions. But privacy breaches go further than social media. It was revealed that thousands of Amazon employees listened to private conversations using Alexa Echo, a home AI assistant. Even when Alexa wasn't active or glowing blue, it was still listening, recording, and transcribing. The team comprises a mix of contractors and full-time Amazon employees who signed non-disclosure agreements barring them from speaking publicly about the program. They work 9 hours a day, with each reviewer parsing as many as 1,000 audio clips per shift. And lastly, there's Google, possibly the king of privacy, or lack thereof. In 2010, Google admitted their Street View cars, used to create Google Maps, were gathering personal web activity data through local Wi-Fi networks. Personal, private Wi-Fi. Not only that, they were doing this for years. It was only uncovered by a demanded data audit by the German Data Protection Authority. But that's just the beginning. Since 2014, Google was tracking users' locations and recording their movements, then sold the data to digital marketers. The problem? It was tracking people even when location tracking was switched off. After multiple lawsuits and criminal investigations, Google agreed to a settlement of $390 million. This is just the tip of the iceberg, as Google has done this behavior over and over. Just like Facebook, they prefer to act and then ask for forgiveness. Today, it's no different. Google is now in hot water once again with their incognito lawsuit. Why does all of this keep happening, and how? Why does it seem like a huge breach of the law keeps being met with a slap on the wrist? The largest reason is fairly simple: following the money. Facebook, Google, TikTok, and similar companies make money through this data, either by targeted ads or by selling that data to other companies. But why do we keep putting up with it? Well, when you see stuff like this in Congress, it all starts to make sense. Yeah.
So if I have a TikTok app on my phone and my phone is on my home Wi-Fi network, does TikTok access that network?
It will have to access the network to get connections to the internet, if that's the question.
It's easy to forget that the internet is fairly new. The World Wide Web was only launched in 1993, and the platforms like Facebook and Google only began in the early 2000s. When they started breaching privacy, a lot of lawmakers didn't know exactly how to react. Even today, most lawmakers are unsure what to do about these platforms. Most don't even know how they work.
How do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?
Senator, we run ads.
I see.
The average age of Congress in 2023 was 58 years old, and that's down from 61 from the previous Congress. Many lawmakers lived most of their lives without Facebook or even the internet. It's pretty difficult to police something that you don't understand, but that might be changing. Many fines and charges against these companies have been small, in the tens or hundreds of millions. Now, that doesn't sound small, but to tech giants, it's pennies. But this Google lawsuit was different. $5 billion is not an insignificant amount, even for Google. Granted, their net income in 2023 was $74 billion, but it's enough to pressure them into settling and taking corrective action. It's not just the scale of lawsuits that are increasing, but their quantity. More and more pressure is mounting on big tech, and it appears courts and lawmakers are becoming more fed up with their actions. In April, for example, the US government passed a ban on TikTok, unless its parent company ByteDance could sell the platform within 1 year. Similarly, in November, a German court ruled that Facebook users who had data illegally obtained are eligible for compensation. Previously, Meta refused to pay compensation because users couldn't prove concrete damages despite stealing their data. But that just changed. The court ruled that users don't need to prove significant financial losses. The rise of privacy-oriented class action lawsuits and complaints shows consumers are increasingly privacy-savvy and taking action. But the biggest change actually came from an unexpected place. Apple recently made a massive change, forcing all apps to ask users if they can track. Apple certainly isn't perfect themselves, but this was a huge win for privacy. This one change alone cost social media giants billions. In fact, it cost Meta an estimated $10 billion. But it goes further than just privacy. These companies are at the top of the world. They are enormous and seem to have unlimited control. Though, that might be changing. Google just lost an antitrust case against the US Department of Justice. It has been declared an illegal monopoly. During the trial, it was revealed that Google paid companies, including Apple, more than $26 billion in 2021 alone to remain the default option for search in Safari. Those deals allowed Google to build a monopoly over search and unfairly suppress competition. The Department of Justice now apparently wants Google to sell Chrome to break up their monopoly. It's hard to say this will actually happen, but one thing is clear. Big tech is changing. The Google Incognito settlement signals things are getting better, but there are still some roadblocks. Google probably settled to avoid the $5 billion payout, but there's likely another reason to prevent a court case. Court cases set a legal precedent based on judge rulings. It's possible they didn't want this as an easy reference for the future, but that's just speculation. The future might be more private than we expect, with a more proactive government, bold lawsuits, and less monopolies. But there's still a long road ahead of us. If you're interested in deeper dives, interviews with insiders, and exclusive tech analysis, you can sign up to our free weekly newsletter. Link is below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.